Good afternoon, everybody. I am here to talk about Uber, an awesome service for those who are blind and deal with para-stranded companies just as Kelly and I do, and who want to get around town locally from point A to point B a lot quicker. So you basically sign up in the app, put in your phone number, your credit card information. You get a code, you verify it, and you request a ride if you are in the area with Uber, and you can contact your driver ahead of time, let them know you're going to need some assistance with something, and they are willing to accommodate. We've used it several times. We used it, as a matter of fact, on Monday to go to and from Walmart to get food. Kelly used it to go play an arcade at an arcade that we can't get to. She played miniature golf. What do you think about Uber?
I like it. I'm glad it's here.
Handy service, isn't it? So, if you are in an area with Uber, I highly recommend them, or Lyft, if Lyft is available there, too. We don't use Lyft because it's not available here. I wish it was, but it's not. You know, Uber's the next best thing. And one thing I do like about Uber is before you plan a trip, you can estimate your fare, and you can actually see how much it's going to cost you. And they're pretty quick. I enjoy it. I literally, when I go to Walmart, I'm going to start using them over para-stranded because you don't have the opportunity to let your groceries spoil. Like she just said, you don't have to wait on somebody else's time schedule. You don't have to worry about a manifest being pushed back. There's just so many advantages to Uber and Lyft versus the traditional paratransit system. And I absolutely highly recommend both services. And yes, I'm going to get probably some feedback. Well, they've had issues with blind people before, but, you know, I think they're on their way to solving that issue. You know, honestly, they said they weren't obligated to operate within the ADA. And I'm sorry if some don't want to hear this, but the fact of the matter is, if you are a business in the United States, you do have laws to abide by, and the ADA is one of those laws. And you have to abide by it. So that's my little chat about Uber. I enjoy it. It's worth trying. Oh, and by the way, if you guys sign up for the first time and take a ride, you can use a promo code that I have, BrandonA257. It's all lowercase, all one word, BrandonA257. Not only will you get $20 off a ride, I will get $20 for a ride as well if you sign up with that promo code and take a ride. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah.
Talk to y'all later.
Later.